here at the Total Theater Tony Award Special on WGBB. I'm Dave Lefkowitz, by the way. I don't even know if I remember to introduce myself, but I'm introducing myself anew, and I'm also going to introduce our next caller. His name is Richmond Shepherd, and he has done pretty much everything you could possibly think of involved in the theater. He is a theater owner. He's got a theater on 26th Street in Manhattan. He's also been a producer, a director, an actor, a mime. He's done film. He's done television. Let's see. What else? Am I missing?
Yeah, you're missing. He's a swell kisser.
Oh, thank God I do not know that personally. Not something I particularly want to find out. But thanks for sharing that, Richmond Shepherd. How are you? How you doing? Excited about the Tonys?
Yeah, I am. I've seen every show, and it's interesting that I disagree with some of the other reviewers, and even to the fact that some people that I thought weren't so great were nominated. And I know I'm supposed to talk about the featured actor in a play and a featured actor in a musical today.
Mm-hmm.
My assignment. I just came from my theater where I'm directing The Funeral Director's Wife, which opens this week for a three-week run. Fascinating new play with music. And anyway, should I go down the list?
Yeah, well do featured actor in a play. Tell them, first of all, what...
Featured actor in a play. Okay, John Glover was nominated, and I thought he was terrific. I have seen many, many people play Lucky, from Alvin Epstein, who did the original one with Burt Lahr and E.G. Marshall. I saw Bill Irwin do it. Seen many people do it. And no one, in my estimation, can come near what John Glover is doing as that part. I wrote that he was not only terrific, he was idiosyncratic, and it just worked perfectly for this strange character.
Cool.
Zach Grenier, I thought, was one of the worst performances of the year.
I agree.
I wrote a performance that is grating, overbearing, overacted, and hammy.
By the way, Zach Grenier is starring, or was starring, in 33 Variations. He played Beethoven.
I'm sorry, yes, 33 Variations.
and he's nominated for a Tony
Beethoven
Award, but we both agree that it
was
not.
But I thought how he fooled people was the most interesting. People think sometimes that overacting and hammy is acting, that overbearing and annoying can be considered a good performance. It wasn't. It was, for me, it was one of the worst of the year.
And I should say that I've seen Zach Grenier in other things, and I've liked his work.
So have I. I've seen him in other things, too. And why the director let him go to that extent of overacting is beyond me. I thought the play was quite interesting without, you know, aside from that character. Now, you got two guys nominated from the Norman Conquest.
Ah, yes.
Stephen Mangan and Paul Ritter. I thought they were both terrific,
mm-hmm.
but I thought it was such an ensemble piece that to pick out any two people without including all of the rest of them, I don't think they're going to win, by the way. I think John Glover stands a chance. Zach Grenier does not stand a chance.
Right.
I don't think Stephen Mangan and Paul Ritter are gonna win. Although I enjoyed all of the performances in that. I saw all three.
It made me wish there was an ensemble award. But still, it would be up against God of Carnage.
We gave an ensemble award from the Outer Critics Circle.
Right.
And it was
the Drama Desk also, I believe, gave them, which, I mean, the Norman Conquest ensemble was sensational. So I wonder if those two actors are going to split that vote in that category from Norman.
I don't think it matters, because I think Roger Robinson is going to win.
Okay.
From
Roger Joe Turner's Come and Gone.
Joe Turner's Come and Gone. I wrote down that he was extraordinary. And I saw about 1 minute of an interview of him today on Channel 1. And he's a cultured, well-spoken gentleman. And he's playing a rough character in Joe Turner. I think he's a wonderful actor, a wonderful persona that filled the theater. He was riveting. He was extraordinary. I think he's going to win. And it would be fine with me if he did. And it would be fine with me if they let John Glover and him tie, which I don't think they've ever done.
Well, I don't know if there have been Tony ties. I'll bet there have, but I don't know. Okay, for the next category, we're talking to Richmond Shepherd, who is, as we've said, the owner of the Richmond Shepherd Theater, and you're also directing, what was the name of the play?
The Funeral Director's Wife. It was written by a woman who was a funeral director's wife.
Well, that makes sense.
It got great reviews in Minneapolis, and I'm producing and directing it here. I've got a wonderful cast, and it's got a cappella singing throughout.
Hmm.
So it's a play with music, Funeral Director's Wife.
Sounds fun.
Just check out Richmond Shepherd Theater. S-H-E-P-A-R-D. The other spellings are the other branches of the family.
Right. Now, Richmond, back to the featured actor in a musical.
Actor in a musical, okay. There were two nominations, David Bologna and Gregory Ibarra, for Billy Elliot, the musical, and they were both quite good. They were excellent. And Shrek, the musical, Christopher Sieber was fine, and Will Swenson was quite good in Hair. But to me, head and shoulders above almost anybody on Broadway is Mark Kudisch, who was nominated for 9 to 5, the musical. And I'd like to read you just a teeny bit, a sentence or two sentences from my review, where I said, the mean, misanthropic boss is played by Mark Kudisch, one of the most exciting Broadway stars we have. The power of his voice, his surprising physicality with incredible comedic moves, and his presence, which fills the huge theater, brings the show to the stratosphere.
Well, I don't think anything in 9 to 5 actually goes to the stratosphere, but Kudisch is good, and he's as good a villain, like a lead, almost lead, but made villain. Because, you know, he's got good looks, and he's certainly sing. But
did you see him when he took over the part of the villain in The Scarlet Pimpernel?
I probably didn't.
The first version of it, he wasn't in it.
Okay.
They moved it to another theater
right.
with a slightly smaller cast, and he took over as the villain, Chabert. He stole the show. You were rooting for the villain.
Well, I believe it. He's extremely talented, and there is that one moment when he really wakes the audience up in 9 to 5 in that chair. We don't expect him to do that. He's like sitting back in the chair. Well, it's a physicality thing. What does he do? You know, he's trying to pump. He leans back in the chair and almost falls out of it, and then he kind of pumps himself back up so he doesn't fall off the chair. It's very, very funny. You kind of have
he's
to see
a very
it.
Physical guy,
yeah.
and he works out. He works with his body, and he takes care of it. So anyway, he's my vote.
And do you think he'll win?
I think he has a good shot at winning. I know it depends on how astute the people are. You know, Mary Stewart got nominated, and I thought it was a colossal bore. I think a 3.5-hour play with long speeches and speechifying and
everybody in weird costumes because you had the men in modern dress.
I bought
that was
it.
Nuts.
I didn't mind the costume.
Really? Oh, okay.
That the men were in modern dress and the women were in period. But I like Janet McTeer. I saw her in Nora, play Nora in The Doll's House. I voted for her. This time to me. She was singing her lines, and anyway, I'm not supposed to talk about that category.
Okay. Well, what was your favorite show of the whole Broadway season, play or musical?
I don't know. I didn't even think about that. A God of Carnage.
Okay. Because of the acting? Because it was hilarious?
I thought it was hilarious. I think it's a wonderful writer, and I thought the four performances were brilliant. And
yeah, they were great performances.
You got four great farceurs. Gandolfini is not a farceur, but he was solid in his part, and it worked.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the audience all knowing him, so his other characters so well from television.
So
the other three are great farceurs. I like that a lot.
Well, I like you a lot, Richmond Shepherd. I consider you a friend and a colleague, and you are, by the way, the co-publisher of Performing Arts Insider magazine, which I mentioned before. So I'm wishing you,
you are the emperor of the Performing Arts Insider, but I'm the Grand Vizier who occasionally whispers something in your ear.
Well, they're both important, aren't they? One can't really function properly without the other. So thank you for helping this Tony special function, as it should, with your commentary and your wisdom.
And I will see you soon at the theater.
Oh, yes, to see The Funeral Director's Wife at the Richmond Shepherd Theater on East 26th Street. What's the website where people can go again to find out?
It's hard to remember. It's richmondshepherdtheater.com with an R-E for the theater.
richmondshepherdtheater.com, R-E for the theater, and it's also Shepherd like Sam Shepherd, not like the Bible sheep guy. There we go. Richmond, thank you so much.
Been a pleasure.
You too. Thanks.